With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting President Biden is heading to both Israel and Jordan to meet with leaders of the region, which has been plunged into violence. Correspondent Colleen Long reports President Biden wants to strike the right balance.
Biden's message with this trip is he's deeply concerned about the growing humanitarian crisis in the region, while also wanting to show significant support for Israel. So I think what he's trying to do here is articulate not only that the Israelis are important, but also the Palestinians.
There are reports that Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has canceled his meeting with Mr. Biden because of what the Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza says was an Israeli airstrike against a hospital, killing hundreds. The Israeli military, however, said that Islamic Jihad had fired a barrage of rockets that landed near the hospital at that time. Congressman Jim Jordan lost 20 Republican votes Tuesday in his first round of balloting for House Speaker, creating an uphill climb to win the gavel. In her nominating speech for Jordan, New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik said Jordan is the clear choice as the nation faces tough and dangerous times.
Jim Jordan will be We the People Speaker for such a time as this. Our friend and colleague Jim Jordan is a patriot. He is an America First warrior who wins the toughest of fights, going after corruption and delivering accountability at the highest levels of government on behalf of we, the people.
Jordan faces ire from some Republicans who are still upset over Kevin McCarthy's sudden ouster as Speaker 2 weeks ago. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 13 points today. The Nasdaq, however, dropped 34. The S&P 500 lower by a fraction. This is SRN News. India's highest court has legalized civil unions for homosexual couples, but stopped short of making gay marriage the law of the land.
What the Supreme Court has said is that it is not up to them to legalize same-sex marriage, so that is a decision that should be left with Parliament. But all five justices were unanimous in saying that they do believe same-sex marriage should be allowed.
BBC correspondent Sumira Hussain. India is 80% Hindu, but Hinduism takes no official position on homosexuality. Is it a cult or a religion? The Japanese branch of the Unification Church is decrying an effort by the Japanese government to get a court order that would dissolve the group. The church argues the government's move is a serious threat to religious freedom. Japanese officials point to an investigation showing the group has systematically manipulated its followers into donating money. This is SRN News. Pacific Gas and Electric wants to bury many of its power lines in areas threatened by wildfires.
But California regulators are balking at their plan, in part because of its impact on rates. PG&E customers already pay some of the highest rates in the country. It's expensive to bury power lines and takes a long time to complete. It's cheaper and faster to install protective coverings on overhead power lines. The PG&E CEO says the company has a moral obligation to eliminate wildfire risk. Consumer advocates say the company must balance wildfire threats with affordability. John Scott reporting.
The California Public Utilities Commission, whose members are appointed by Governor Gavin Newsom, is scheduled to decide the issue next month. PG&E will make its case in person before the commission on Wednesday. PG&E filed for bankruptcy in 2019. More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.